For an object lesson on how to expedite making your industry irrelevant, witness Canada Post and its union. The post office operates with all the efficiency of a Soviet five-year plan. It loses $10 million a day, according to the federal government. Then, when the government came in with some directives to try to staunch that flow last week, the union walked out on strike. Now, last year, when the union struck, Canadians who weren't already doing so got familiar with things like paying bills online. This time around, most people will find the strike even less noticeable. If Canada Post would like to continue to exist, it has to find a way to be relevant and reasonably cost-efficient. I'm not saying I agree with the announcement last week. I like door-to-door delivery, although I don't believe it's happening in my neighborhood every day. But any solution may require some profound changes for the post office and Canadians. Otherwise, the alternative is likely the post office's inevitable demise. I'm Murray Wood.